21 minutes after 7 on this Tuesday, and we're going to check in with Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby right now, find out what's happening in the city, and also, of course, City Council meeting last night. He's on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Good morning, Canton.
My goodness gracious. From what I can tell, City Council was pretty darn busy last night.
We had a busy night and a good night and got some good stuff done.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, well, first thing and most importantly, City Council last night approved transferring the vacated Sorelli building. That's located on two parcels of land owned by the city at 630 30th Street Northwest. That used to be the city's old location for our water utility building, our IT, dispatch, and some other small police units. We're transferring that to the Canton Community Improvement Corporation, which is the city's economic development arm, and the CCIC in turn will be conveying the property to a subsidiary, to a developer, A. Altman Company. They are a very well-respected commercial developer in the Canton and regional area, and they are going to renovate that building with approximately $2.9 million in improvements. They in turn then are going to lease the building for 30 years, and this is the best part of this story, to Akron Children's Hospital, which is going to establish a regional behavioral health center for children at the facility. And this is really a great project for Canton and the community. It brings Akron Children's Hospital, which is one of the top pediatric medical centers in the world, not just in the region, to the city. It rids Canton of an eyesore, which we were considering demolishing, and replaces it with effectively a new, and it's going to be a very architecturally attractive building. And it's going to result in bringing, you know, high-paying administrative and professional jobs, income taxes, because there's no income tax incentives, real property taxes, because there's no tax abatement for our schools. So just all good from our perspective. Special thanks really to council members Bill Smuckler, John Mariel, Frank Morris, and Lou Giovasis for their help in this. And we are just really honored and very, very pleased to have Akron Children's Hospital in this facility that can.
Yeah, it's always good when you can get, like you said, an eyesore. That was something that, you know, you were considering demolishing and turns into something productive like this.
It doesn't happen very often, so this is a good one, yes.
All right, also, Canton Parks and Rec, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you did there with J-Babe Stern Center.
Yep. Well, we talk about Canton Parks and Rec fairly often because, again, I think they do a great job for the community. Last night, City Council, and City Council funds certain kinds of contracts, even though the Parks and Rec, you know, enter into the contracts, but City Council does the funding. Last night, they approved the funding agreement for Canton Parks and Rec to continue an ongoing relationship, which we have had with many years, with the J-Babe Stern Community Center. The Parks and Rec fund the recreational activities at J-Babe Stern, and this was an agreement for the next 5 years. Under this agreement, we pay, or the Parks and Rec from the park levy pays approximately $300,000 plus per year to support their recreational programming and youth sports and so forth. J-Babe Stern has been there for decades. They are our community center in the southwest quadrant of the city, and they do a great job. So this just is a continuing part of that relationship.
Also, I saw where, you know, Davies Drugs, obviously an iconic business in Canton, and so there was honoring of the family members there.
Yes, and we're always glad to do this, but Canton adopted a resolution last night honoring the Fetman family. The Fetmans own Davies Drug on West Tuscarawas Street. Father David passed away back in 2002, but he originally purchased Davies Drugs back in 1963. He has two sons who are pharmacists in Canton, Steve and Matthew. I mean, everybody knows Steve very, very well. They currently own and operate Davies Drugs, and there's a next generation of Fetman pharmacists coming up. So council wanted to honor them for their loyalty to Canton and keeping that store there for all the years, but also for a lot of community service projects that they involve themselves in. So it's very, very nice to recognize the good people in our community, and the Fetmans are.
And last week we were talking about snow removal and, you know, taking care of that stuff. Now we're talking about the bitter cold weather.
It is bitter cold, and it keeps on snowing. But again, yeah, if you look at the temperatures coming up this week, they're going down again into zero for a couple of days. Last Friday, again, the temperatures went, I think, -3. So we opened up last Friday the community room at the Till Coleman Southeast Community Center on Sherrick Road Southeast as a warming shelter. That was open through the weekend, and given the weather that's coming up in this next week, we will continue having that open every night through at least next Monday morning, January 31. But it's open for people 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the mornings. In the daytime, they're able to go to the Refuge for Hope for additional shelter in Mills, as well as the Salvation Army. SARDA's chipped in, and they're providing transportation. The American Red Cross is providing cots and blankets. And really, just, you know, everybody is just jumping in to help. I mean, it's a critical community need. You know, I stop by there in the mornings, and it's a very, very nice facility, and it's a nice sleeping area, and it's a secure area, and just a good thing, and it wouldn't work without all of our great partners.
And then we always like to talk about events that are coming up for the weekend, and you've got something coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, this is something that, again, I guess it's only the seventh year that I've done this, and it's kind of a unique ceremonial event, but every year on or about January 29th, because January 29th is the birth date of Canton's President William McKinley, Presidential Library and Museum sponsors a wreath-laying ceremony. This is held at the bust of William McKinley right in front of the museum building. Every year, a general from the United States Army attends this function and lays a wreath at McKinley's bust, and as do some other local officials. I participate in this every year. Just a unique event, and this will happen at noon this coming Saturday at the museum and library. And then generally the museum will have, you know, some special functions for kids and so forth with special shows either in the museum and in the planetarium. So it's a nice thing to stop by and see.
Yeah, yeah, pretty neat. Well, you stay warm this weekend. It's going to be, or this week, I should say, right? It's going to be a chilly one.
I think so. I mean, I intend to wear my long underwear all weekend.
Look, thank you for sharing.
I thought you would like that little bit of information.
I appreciate it. You have a good one, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, Pam, and thank you, Canton. Stay warm and stay safe. Thank you.